This is KUT. I'm Emily Donahue for the Texas Standard. Every family has a history, but few have a history as alive or as present in the day-to-day operations of domestic life as the one in Garth Stein's new novel, A Sudden Light. The Riddell family is driven by a broken promise, regret, bitterness, even a hint of madness, and one 14-year-old boy finds himself thrust into the middle of it all on a summer trip to the family homestead. Garth Stein joins me now from Washington. Thank you so much for being here. Can you give us a little bit of the plot?
Sure, of course. It's a multi-generational family saga set against the timber industry, the backdrop of the timber industry in the Northwest. But, you know, more than that, it's a story of fathers and sons and how this sort of primary relationship ripples through generations of a family. It's about our connection with nature, and it's about being open to seeing the connections, to seeing the unseen. So there's a spiritual element to it. Some people have called it a ghost story, and it is somewhat of a ghost story, but it's my interpretation in a way. So it's not a scary ghost story. It's a very spiritual story that involves a ghost.
So who is the audience for this novel?
Well, it's literary fiction. Hopefully it's my audience. I mean, my last book, The Art of Racing in the Rain, was told from the point of view of a dog. And everyone says, oh, you write dog books. And I say, no, if you look at the themes of all my four books, they're all very similar. This idea that we are all connected, as well as the idea that we must come to terms with our past if we're going to move forward to the future. And that we are accountable for who we are and what we do, and our actions and our deeds are something we're accountable for. So in that sense, my same audience who enjoyed The Art of Racing in the Rain, hopefully will love this book as well, understanding that it's got very good messages, and yet there is no dog in it.
So let's talk a little bit about your book, The Art of Racing in the Rain. It has a gay couple in the book. Parents in North Texas found it troubling enough that it landed on a temporarily banned book list. Here you have another gay romance. Why risk it?
The relationship in A Sudden Light is something that came about in the course of writing, and I realized it created a tension that was very, around the turn of the 20th century, that was very loaded, that I could use to show this relationship between a father and a son, and mm-hmm. how it sort of the tension that it causes.
Mm-hmm. It's a major impetus for all the dramatic action, really.
Yeah, and yet the whole idea of it is the true love of it. You know, in that day and age, the word gay and the word homosexual weren't used. Men had many very close male relationships and male bonds, whether or not they played themselves out with a physical component. Was sort of beside the point. And so that I found very interesting to investigate and to look into society.
It's so easy to forget in 2014 that in 1990 you had to look something up on microfiche, you know, and and I remember going to the library and looking for things and having to spend all that time. And now it seems so preposterous to have to do that.
That's totally my intention. I wanted it to be him to be isolated. He comes to this place, this gigantic estate. His father has never told him about his family. His father had a big split with the family 20 some odd years ago and has never spoken about the family or why he left. He was banned by his own father. And yet now they're in a place where they have to go back. His father has declared bankruptcy. They're in the process of getting a divorce. His mother and father are getting divorced. And so his father brings him back to the North Estate, where he meets for the very first time his grandfather, Grandpa Samuel, and his crazy aunt, Serena. And they're in this house that is 50 bedrooms, absolutely once magnificent, but they don't even have the money left to maintain it. It's literally falling apart. And so in this world, Trevor has no one he can trust. His father is reticent at best. His grandfather may or may not have dementia, and his aunt is always playing some kind of a head game with him. And so he starts exploring the house. And he goes through and he finds hidden rooms, what they used to have, safe rooms and things like that. He finds old journals and old diaries from his great-great uncle and his great-great grandfather. And he starts to put together the history of this family. And he understands then as the story progresses, that there is someone in the house who he can trust and who will help him. But that person isn't actually of physical body. That person is a spirit of one of his ancestors who is will guide him through the mysteries of Riddell House.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Garth Stein's new book is A Sudden Light. He'll be at Book People tonight at 7. For the Texas Standard, I'm Emily Donahue, KUT News.